Good morning. It's 8:17 and 61 degrees in downtown Galesburg. This is Galesburg's Morning News. I'm Tyler Gunn with Nick Isher, and I'm joined in the studio this morning with Tim Holmes and Carol Maloney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Let me fade this out. Well, Core Dynamics is coming up.
Yeah. We are back.
That's
so
right.
Excited.
Well, Carol, I'll start with you. We'll jump right into it.
Sure.
I mean, it's been a couple of years.
It's been December of 2019 was our last show. So we have essentially missed four shows due to a year. So it's been a little over 2.5 years since we've been back on stage. And I tell you what, it feels great. It just feels great to be back together, making some music, having some live performances.
So has it been the return of most of the regulars? You got some new members?
You know, when we decided to go ahead with the show, we just said, for those of you who feel comfortable coming and singing, come sing with us. And we have probably about 50 people on stage singing, which is terrific.
Oh, yeah.
A little down from our pre-COVID. We normally sing about 75. But it's great to see 50 friends back on stage.
Right. Well, and Carol, you're the development chair, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but what does a development chair do?
I'm the one who kind of gets everybody excited about finding money so that we can continue doing each show.
Well, and speaking of which, I don't know if Core Dynamics has always been this charitable. Has it since the beginning?
We have. Since the very, very beginning, we began in 1976, and that was kind of part of our mission. Part of it was, let's do some live performance, some music, get together, make people feel good. And then the other half was that we would do something to support our community through a non-for-profit, and it would give us, I think it's a very unique dimension to our singing group. You know, normally groups just sing, and that's wonderful because I love live performance, but this gives us another purpose to help our community. And that is our mission, is to use our music to help our community through song.
Yeah.
So we have always. I think maybe we've done a better job in the last, 5, 10 years or whatever, of getting that word out that we do that. And we select a beneficiary for each show. They get to sell all the ads for our program booklet and get to keep all of that. And so we've been really fortunate to be able to provide that opportunity for lots of non-for-profits. And this one's no different. We're going to we've chosen Fish Food Pantry as our beneficiary of the show. And it's a little different because just the whole COVID thing has made things a little different, but
Well, the need is there, and I think, like you said, the last 4 or 5 years, we're just better connected, so it does help getting the word out. And so just like a proceeds of ticket sales going towards Fish?
Actually, what it is donations.
Okay.
This time we had a shortened time frame, so we were not able to have a traditional program booklet like we normally do. And so we put out the word to a lot of businesses and said, hey, if you'd like to donate to Fish, they can do that. And I'll tell you, we've had a tremendous response. We have over $5,000 at this point, about $5,500 of donations from business community, from individuals, and that will all go to Fish. And we also are, you know, come to the show. We're doing a food drive at the door in the Orpheum Theater, and so you can do that too, or donate cash, bring it to the theater when you come to the show.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, and so for this upcoming show, Come On, Get Happy.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's what Tim's put together for us. It's awesome.
And you brought in Tim Holmes. Now, Tim, how did this work? did Carol reach out to you? Did you say, I've got this great idea? How did it happen?
No, I got a text message that said that Carol Maloney and Jackie Piper wanted to talk to me.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I thought, okay, well, you get that kind of text message, you don't ignore it. So, and that was back in February.
Yeah, I had no idea you'd have that reaction, but I think that's funny.
It's kind of ominous. So, and they basically, they talked to me about it. And, you know, usually it's a producer from the group, two or three people that are in the group that do the planning and the picking of the songs and all that stuff. And because of the shortened amount of time that, you know, and everything, they just asked if I would kind of come in and do it and get things rolling. Because we really had no idea, actually, who will return. We were going to throw this out to the people.
Right.
And we're like, we could end up with, you know, 50 people or 10. So, you know, and also with everything in the world, how do we do this? Because normally, you know, they're a big group on stage all together all the time. And we thought, how can we, you know, limit this a little bit so it's not so much of those who are not comfortable in a big group can still sing, and those who are fine can. I mean, you know.
Right, right.
So it's just that directing that kind of stuff is kind of what I do. So I was happy to do it. And I've been involved with the group. You know, I've choreographed things for them and done the iterations. Okay. So I'm familiar with everybody. So, so yeah, I was honored to be asked. And yeah.
Well, and so it's Come On, Get Happy. Is that, or Come Get Happy.
Come On, Get Happy.
Come On, Get Happy. And so, I mean, you know, what's the show about?
Well,
I mean,
the show's
there's usually a theme of some sort.
Yes, so the basic theme is it's two-part, really. It's basically, let's, you know, after these several years of just,
right, right.
It's time just to feel happy again and, you know, that. But it's also a retrospective of what Coral Dynamics has been over the years, over these past 46 years, what they've done. So all the songs are from shows that they have done in the past, revisited dances that, you know, that we particularly enjoyed putting on and everything.
Right,
so,
right.
So yeah, it's kind of a This Is Your Life kind of thing.
Well, I know, you know, you kind of mentioned, you know, you've done stuff obviously like this before. And I mean, how, you know, difficult was it to come up with ideas? I mean, I know you're using songs you've used in the past. And maybe some you know, dances and whatnot,
yes.
Skits that you've used in the past.
Absolutely.
Putting it together, what's that like?
Well, you know, they have an entire list of all of the shows they did, because this is the 89th show that they've done. So I had all the titles, all the songs they had done since 1976 to go through and look and everything. And you know, in talking about it, we talk about the, you know, the charity side of it,
right.
And the different dances, and just, you know, we touch on some of the fashions that they've worn over the 46 years.
Was it easy to see the trends as you look through the years?
Some don't revisit very well.
Yeah,
some of them.
it's amazing what they've done. And,
so who's your wig guy? I got a great wig guy.
Excellent. I have to get his number. So, yeah, so that was kind of, you know, and they've done a lot of Broadway shows, themes, so that we have a whole Rodgers and Hammerstein medley that they do. And, mm-hmm. There was a show called, and I always talk about it because it fascinates me, but it was called 30 Years of Blue Night Specials, and all of the songs in that show had the word blue in the title somewhere. And I was just amazed that you could come up with enough songs that, you know. And,
beautiful show.
Yeah, and they did. And so actually Carol is singing Blue Skies for our show.
All right.
For that one. So, yeah. So it's, yeah, it's good.
You know, I think the only thing that we asked Tim, we said, Tim, we know what his talents are, and he's always been such a great friend to Coral Dynamics. And we just said, we just want a happy, upbeat show.
Right.
We just want that. And so he's done a terrific job of putting together just some fun, lighthearted songs that we've really enjoyed singing and putting together. So.
Well, I think that's, you know, in my opinion, that's one of the great things about Coral Dynamics. I mean, my mom was in it for years.
Oh,
and
sure.
That's kind of, you know,
right.
You have the... You have the theme each show, but every show is, even when it kind of takes on a, you know, I guess a daunting subject or maybe a little darker subject, there's still a lighthearted way through it, you know, whether it's,
sure.
You know, a family member that's no longer here. I mean, I remember one show was a USO show,
mm-hmm.
And you still pay tribute to, you know, those who've served. And so even though you still take on pretty big topics, it's still a pretty lighthearted show with, you know, some comedy sprinkled in, some dances sprinkled in. So
I think that's one of the things that I really enjoy most about Coral Dynamics is that, you know, we are a non-audition group. You know, we don't have professional singers in it, but we come together because we love music. We love singing. We love sharing that with the public. And I think that that's an important piece of music in our community. You know, there's a place for us and entertaining people in Galesburg and the surrounding community is what we love to do. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun over the years and so great to be back together doing it again. So.
Well, and I know, you know, you have certain, I'm sure people come up, you know, I'd love to do a solo or I'd love to do, you know, maybe just a small group of us doing I mean, have you ever put together, I know you're doing songs that you've done before, but has there ever been a time where maybe that doesn't quite go together the way you want it to go together.
And, you have to ask Carol about that one.
I mean, because I know, like you said, there's no auditions.
Right,
you know,
right,
you don't have to do.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do a solo. You don't have to go out and be part of the skit. You can be part of the group. But has there ever been a time where maybe it didn't really work out? Let's try something else. Something else. I mean, are ideas being bounced around as much as it appears they are?
Well, usually once a show is decided, once the producers have been selected and they're, you know, they work hard before we start rehearsals to come up with a song list and what they see. So that's pretty well set by the time we start rehearsals, as far as the selections of songs. And then usually, and like you said, if you don't want to do solo and you just want to be a singer in the back row, you can do that. And we say, sing your heart out. It's great. But for solos and sometimes solos within songs, we'll hold auditions within the group. Uh-huh. And so they're selected that way. And so while the songs are pretty well set, people have an opportunity to try out and do stuff within the show that they might enjoy doing a little bit more.
Have you ever had someone maybe audition for a solo that didn't really think about it before, and then maybe they discovered something new that they love?
Yes, we've had lots of fun discoveries. Lots and lots of fun discoveries. And I will say for this show, Jeff Davis. You know, Jeff Davis is an instrumentalist. He's a fantastic trumpet player. He's been in lots of bands around and stuff. Well, our director, Elisa Raymer, had selected him to do a solo. I can't even think of what song that it was. And he was just like, I've never done this before. And now he's a star. He sings all the time. He's like, I didn't know I could sing well. Yeah. Jeff, you go.
He's singing with his daughter, too. They're doing a duet together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're doing Bridge Over Troubled Water, he and his daughter. And it's just beautiful. It's just and touching. It's just wonderful.
And the show runs pretty quickly because, you know, because of everything, we want to get the audience in and get them happy and get them out. So it's run a little over an hour with no intermission, just straight through. And yeah, so it's, you know, it's just come for an hour and enjoy yourself. And
Winter show times.
So it's Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2.
Okay. And tickets?
You can get them at the Orpheum box office, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or go online. They're 15 and they're half price for youth. So, yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, and if, you know, somebody's interested in joining, whether it's, I mean, is there a need for volunteers, either like behind the scenes stuff, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. We have stage volunteers. In fact, Tim and I were just talking. My next door neighbors, I got them up. They're doing curtain and moving props and stuff. So there's always a need for volunteers. And I think, you know, another thing I think that's great about Choral Dynamics. There's a little bit of something for everyone. You know, either you want to sing, come sing. You want to dance, come dance. If you just want to come and support our mission, come and see a show. So there's a little bit of everything for someone in our community.
And if you wanted to get involved, if you wanted to join, just simply
just
reach
contact
out on.
Yep. We'll start rehearsals again. Knock on wood, hopefully, in August again for our December show. We do a show in December, Christmas show always, and going to show this time in June. And so all you have to do is just come to rehearsal and
belt
voila.
It out.
And, you know, she mentioned Elisa Raymer as a director, and she is, I mean, she just does a wonderful job with
the
singers.
Terrific.
You know, when watching rehearsals, she makes it fun for them, but they're all, you can tell they're learning things about how to sing. And just because, you know, I mean, it makes it nice because we said they don't audition for it, but it has a great sound because of what she does with them and everything. So
right.
So it's nice. It's good.
Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's good to be back. It's got
to
be, you know,
it's great
stretch
to be
out,
back.
Welcome back and everything. Well, you know, thank you guys very much for coming in again. Showtimes tomorrow, 7:30, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday, 2 o'clock matinee.
Yep.
Tickets go to the Orpheum Theater box office. I believe I have the Choral Dynamics website up right now. It's just GaylsburgOrpheum.org is the box office.
And you can get tickets that day. I mean, you can show up that day
and
buy tickets at the door. So
Well, thank you guys for coming in. Anything else you want to add about the show or anything coming up for Choral Dynamics?
Just that we're excited that, you know, that people have not forgotten about us, and it's going to be great to perform again.
I guarantee you know somebody who's been involved in Choral Dynamics
to
some degree.
But, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks again, you guys.
Thank you
so
much.
And, hey, break a leg.
All right.
Thank you.